That's about the extent of my Chinese, unfortunately. But I'm glad to be here. I thank God that I can share this time with you. I'm going to be slow down. I'm going to be reading today from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14, verses 15 through 24. The Gospel of Luke, 15, Gospel of Luke, chapter 14, verses 15 through 24.
今天我等一下要讲的就是，路加福音十四章十五到二十四节。
When one of those at the table with him heard this, he said to Jesus, "Blessed is the man who will eat at the feast in the kingdom of God."
同席的有一个人听见这话，就对耶稣说，在神国里吃饭的有福了。Jesus
replied, "A certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests."
耶稣对他说，有一人摆设了大筵席，请了许多客人。
At the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to tell everyone who had been invited, "Come, for everything is now ready."
十七节，到了坐席的时候，打发仆人去对所请的人说，请来吧，样样都齐备了。
But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said, "I have just bought a field, and I must go and see it. Please excuse me."
众人异口同音的推辞，头一个说：“我买了一块地，必须去看看，请你准我辞了。”Another
said, "I have just bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me."
又有一个人说：“我买了5对牛，要去试一试，请你准我辞了。”
Still another said, "I just got married, so I can't come."
又有一个人说：“我才娶了妻，所以不能去。”
The servant came back and reported this to his master, and the owner of the house became angry and ordered his servant, "Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town, and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame."
那仆人回来，把这事都告诉了主人，那主就动怒，对仆人说，快出去，到城里大街小巷，领那贫穷的、残废的、瞎眼的、瘸腿的来。
Sir, the servant said, "What you have ordered has been done, but there is still room."
那仆人说，主啊，你所吩咐的已经办了，还有工作。
Then the master told the servant, "Go out to the roads and country lanes and make them come in, so that my house will be full."
主人对仆人说，你出去到路上和篱笆那里，勉强人进来，坐满我的屋子。
I tell you, not one of those men who were invited will get a taste of my banquet.
我告诉你们，先前所请的人，没有一个得偿我的宴席。Now,
I know many of you came to America from overseas.
我知道很多你们的人就是从国外来到美国。
So when you come to America and someone sees you, they ask you, "Where are you from?"
他们看到你的时候，往往会问你，你从哪儿来呀？
So when they saw me, they say, "Hey, where are you from?"
他们看到我的时候就问我说：“你从哪儿来呀？”
So I tell them I'm from Korea.
那我说我从韩国来。
And they say, "Oh, interesting. What's your name?"
说哦，很有意思。那你的名字叫什么？
So I say, "My name is Steve Chen."
那我就跟他们讲，我名字叫 Steve 秦。And
they say, "Oh, it's not right."
That's not right. 他们一听就说：“哎，那叫的好像不对呀。”
Because Koreans, their last name is Kim, Lee, and Park.
因为韩国的姓哈，往往不是金啊、李啊，就是二。
So they say they look at my name and I said I'm Chin and they say, "Oh, that sounds very Chinese."
他们就说我的姓是叫秦，他们说那不太像韩国人，韩国姓。
And I show them what my name is and it's I tell them it's the Chinese name for the first kingdom in China.
我说我那个秦啊，事实上是韩国第一个王朝的那个中国的秦始皇，秦一个中国的王朝的那个。
And I tell them I'm very important.
我跟他们讲我很重要哦。
Because my ancestor was the first king of China.
因为我的祖先是中国的第一个皇帝。
And so I'm royalty.
所以我是皇族之人。
Later on, I met a Chinese. said, "That wasn't the king's name." He said, "That was the name of the country." So I still say, "I'm royalty." I'm descendant from Chinese kings. It makes me feel very special. So why am I telling you about kings and kingdoms? Because even today, there are kingdoms. We sometimes call them nations. There's China, there's Korea, there's Japan.
有中国，有韩国，有日本。
Do you know what happens with their kingdoms?
你知道有国家就怎么回事吗？
They fight.
他们就有纷争。
I think in the news it says China and Japan and Korea, they're fighting over some islands.
最近有些新闻讲到说中国、韩国、日本呢在争一些岛。
Fighting over islands. I wonder how important that is. Well, the truth is, not only nations, but we also have kingdoms. Your social status is your kingdom. Your name. Your power that you have. The money that you have. The influence you have over other people. If you're president of a company, you have power. You have influence. And that is your kingdom. Well, the problem with kingdoms and our kingdom is that we fight.
可是每个人都有他自己的王国的时候呢，有个问题就是我们会有纷争。
When someone else's kingdom gets a little bigger, we get jealous.
当别人的王国比我们大的时候，我们可能会妒忌。
And we want what they have.
我们也要他们有的。
So in the world where there are many kingdoms,
在这个世界上有这么多的王朝国家，
there's conflict.
就会有纷争。
If you read the newspaper, you will see kingdoms and conflict.
如果你看报纸的话，往往讲的都是国家之间的这种竞争啊，这种纷争。
All of the world people are fighting for power, influence, and control.
这个世界上很多国家都在是为了权力、财富、控制来纷争。
So the good news for us today is this. Jesus invites us into his kingdom. And that's what this parable of the banquet is about. It says, "Blessed is the man who will eat at the feast in the kingdom of God," in verse 15.
刚才十五节就讲到说，就说，sorry，在坟墓里吃饭的人有福了，sorry。
And so Jesus invites us into his kingdom, but not everybody accepts the invitation.
你知道，当耶稣基督邀请我们进入他的王国里面的时候，不是每一个人都接受那个邀请的。
Have you accepted Jesus' invitation into his banquet?
你接受耶稣基督邀请进入他的王国，接受他的筵席了吗？
I think there are three types of people in the world.
我觉得世界上有三种人。
The first type of person, when Jesus invites them to the banquet, is they say, "I'm too busy."
第一种人呢，当神邀请他们来到他的筵席里面的时候，那他们说，我们太忙了。
Now there are these people that are in the story that were just too busy building their own kingdom.
这些人就在他们的世界里面，就是忙着建立他们自己的王国。
They made excuses for why they shouldn't be in the kingdom.
他们有很多借口，说为什么他没有办法进入神的国。
One said, "I just bought a field."
有一个人说，哎，我才刚买了一块地。
I'm going to plant things in that field.
我在,
I'm going to have a harvest.
我要开垦，我要等它收成。
I'm busy.
我很忙啊。
Doing what?
要做什么呢？
Building my own kingdom.
忙着建立他们自己的王国。
The second example of people, someone bought 5 yoke of oxen.
那第二个例子就是有一个人买了5对牛。
Well, he's busy because he's a farmer too. He's going to raise his oxen.
那他也很忙，因为他是农人呢，他就忙着在养那五对牛。
And he's going to have a larger and larger flock every year.
那他的牛群就会越来越多。
He's building his own kingdom.
也是忙着建立他自己的王国。
The third example is someone that got married.
第三个例子就是有些人结婚，有个人结婚了。
Why do you get married?
那你问他为什么你要结婚呢？
You're building your kingdom.
也是在建立你的王国。
You were just by yourself before.
你以前是只有你自己。
Now you got an extra.
现在就多了一个人。
You have a wife.
你有一个太太。
You have lots of kids.
有很多孩子。
Your kingdom is getting bigger.
你的王国也是越来越大。
I'm king of my family.
我是我家之主，一家之主，我是我家的王。
So go have lots of kids.
所以就一直生养，生养众多了。
There are people that do not respond to the invitation of Jesus because they're busy building their own kingdom.
那些人呢，是忙着在建立他们自己的王国，他们没有时间去回应神的邀请，进入他的王国里面。
And there may be some of you here today.
也许我们某些人在这当中也是在这个情况一样。
I bet you're busy.
相信你很忙。
You're busy building your own kingdom.
你在忙着建立你的王国。
And Jesus says, "Come into my banquet."
耶稣说，来这里参加我的筵席。
Send the RSVP saying thank you, but no thank you. I'm building my kingdom. There's a second type of person who accepts the invitation to the kingdom. This could even be a Christian. The reason they accept the invitation to the kingdom. It's not that they want to join Jesus' kingdom. They want Jesus to help them build their
kingdom.
Sometimes we go to God and say, God, please, you know, we pray, you know, God, give me this, give me that.
有的时候我们跟神祷告说，神啊，求求你，求求你，来给我这个，给我那个。
Sometimes even Christians pray, God, give me this, give me that.
有时候我们基督徒也祷告说，啊，神啊，请你给我这个，请你给我那个。
Question is, whose kingdom is that for?
问题就是说，你祷告的是祈求是谁的国度？
If our God and Savior Jesus Christ,
若神是你生命的救主，
is nothing more. And someone that gives us stuff, then he's no different than a statue of rock.
如果这个神呢，对你而言只是像，别人求那个求别的神一样，是希望给他们要的东西所祝福的话，那就那神就跟那个石头没什么不一样。
Jesus doesn't invite us into his kingdom to say, "I'm going to give you lots of things."
耶稣基督邀请我们进入他的国度，说我要给你很多的东西。
He invites us into his kingdom to say, trust me. And let go of your kingdom. And let go of your kingdom. So the second type of person is in the kingdom for the wrong reason. You're using God. Not being used by God.
你是在用神为你自己，而不是被神所用。
The third type of person is the one that has surrendered their kingdom to Jesus Christ.
第三种人呢，就是完全是降服于神的这个神的王国。
Surrendering means we let go of a lot of things.
你知道，降服就表示说我们要放下很多的东西。
Our power.
我们的权力。
Our influence.
我们的影响力。
Our money.
我们的钱财。
Our possession.
我们所拥有的东西。
And we give it to Jesus.
我们要给神。
And he builds our life.
让他来建塑造我们的生活。
The idea of being a Christian is this.
那作为一个基督徒，他的意义是这样子。
We used to run our own kingdom.
我们以前是掌管我们自己的王国。
Running our own kingdoms is a sin.
你知道吗? 掌管我们自己的王国是一个罪。
Running our own kingdom causes us to fight with others.
当你掌管自己的王国的时候，你很容易跟人家有纷争。
Running our own kingdoms glorifies us.
管理我们的王国只是什么？炫耀我们自己。
Running our kingdoms makes us envious of others.
让我们能够作为别人羡慕的对象。
Our relationships aren't the way God would like them.
我们的关系呢，并不是神所这样设立的。
Jesus says, "Come, surrender your life to me."
耶稣基督说：“来吧，放下你的旧的生命。”
Live in my kingdom.
住在我的国度里。
And I will take care of
you. 我会照顾你。
Stop worrying so much about building your own kingdom.
不要这么担忧，而忙着去建造你自己的王国。
So Jesus comes into this world to die for our sins.
所以耶稣基督来到我们这个世界，为我们的罪而死。
And we ask the question, what was my sin, really?
我们就会问了，那什么是我们的罪呢？
I didn't steal that much.
我既没有偷。
I lied just a little bit.
我只说一点点小谎。
And I was a pretty good person.
我还是蛮不错的人。
But I agree, I sinned a little bit.
我同意，我大概是一点点罪，有一点点。
So Jesus died for those little sins.
就神呢，就为了我们那小小的罪而死的。
Thank you that I have eternal life. Thank you that I have eternal life.
哦，那就谢谢你啊，神啊，我有一个永生。
That's not our real sin.
那不是我们真正的罪。
Our real sin is running our own kingdom.
我们真正的罪是忙着管理我们自己。
Not acknowledging that God is king.
而没有认定神。
Not acknowledging that Jesus is my Lord.
没有认定神就是我们的神。
Doing things my own way.
用我们的方式做我们的事情。
The Bible says this in John 3:3.
那圣经上就讲到约翰福音3:3。Okay,
so John 3:3 says, this is Jesus talking to Nicodemus, the Pharisee, and he says, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he's born again.
这就是耶稣基督回答一个法利赛人叫尼哥底母斯，他说：“我实实在在告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。”
In other words, in order to live the new life, we have to die first.
意思就是说，如果我们要有一个新的生命呢，我们要把过去的生命放下，死去过去的生命。
This idea of being born again is letting go of our kingdom control.
就是说重生的意思呢，就是说我们要放下我们过去，要死，从我们过去的王国里面死去。
We surrender our kingdom to Jesus Christ.
我们把我们的生活，我们的王国，降服于神，交给他。
Jesus says, I give you a peace that the world cannot give.
神就会说，我会把这个平安给你，是世界上不能给你的。
You know what? The honest truth is, it's really hard running our own kingdom.
你知道吗？老实说，我们忙着管理我们自己的王国，其实也蛮辛苦的。
And Jesus says, "Come on, I'll help you."
那神就说：“你来呀，来呀，我帮你。”
And in His banquet,
在他的筵席里面，
where He's providing for us,
他也替我们供奉。
Watching over us,
看顾我们。
Guiding us,
带领我们。
Showing us the way,
引我们的道路。
Being the shepherd.
就是我们的牧者,
being our Lord,
就是我们的主,
in that is peace for us.
在那里，在那个当中呢，我们就在神里面有平安。
You know, many of us are immigrants to America. I'm an immigrant to America too.
你知道我们很多的人都是美国的移民啊。
Is it easy being an immigrant?
你们觉得做移民容易吗？
Being an immigrant is hard.
做一个移民是蛮辛苦的啊。
There's so many things to adjust to.
有好多好多事情都得适应。
America is not China.
这美国又不是中国。
Woodlands is even worse. You know? even more different.
我所问的这个地区呢是更难。
As an immigrant myself, as a Korean immigrant, life in America is very hard.
作为一个移民，尤其是韩国移民呢，美国的生活实在是不容易。
You know, I hear all the time from my parents and people, you know, of that age, that life in Korea used to be so much better.
我听到蛮多那些父母那一代或其他的人讲说，哇，在这韩国那个生活真是蛮。
You know, when I was in the old country, people knew me.
在以前呢，在我的国家里面，人家都知道我是谁。
I had a name.
我有名望。
I had lots of friends.
我有好多的朋友。
I had power.
我有权力。
I had money.
我有财。
I had influence.
我还很有影响力。
I had a kingdom.
我有我的王国。
What happens to our kingdom when it comes to America?
那后来到美国以后，王国怎么办了呢？
People don't know us.
没人知道我们是谁。
Who's Steve Chen anyway?
谁是那个秦牧师啊？
I don't have my friends that I used to have.
我过去的朋友也不在我身边。
People don't listen to me like they used to.
很多人也不像过去这样听我的话。
In the old country, I should tell people what to do.
在我过去的国家里，我告诉别人做什么，你做这个，你做那个。
Here, people are telling me what to do.
这里人家都告诉我，我该。
It's horrible. I don't like that.
那我就很不喜欢这个事情。
Coming to America, adjusting to life here is hard.
来到美国，适应这里的新生活，真的不容易。
You know what? It's a blessing.
你知道吗？可是背后有他的祝福。
You know, you can come to America, and I can come to America. We can fight.
你跟我都可以来到美国，我们可以互相有争执。
I'm gonna have a kingdom ahead in China.
我要继续拥有我在中国的那个王国。
I'm gonna have a better kingdom, in fact.
我事实上还要建更大的王国。
I'm gonna have a bigger kingdom.
更大的王国。
I'm gonna have lots of dollars.
我要赚好多的钱。
A big house.
大房子。
A big company.
大公司。
Career advancement. Whatever.
然后工作一直上升。
If you pursue that path in America, you're going to be even more tired than you were in China.
如果你继续在美国这样走那样的一条路下去的话，你会比在中国更累。
Jesus says there's another way.
耶稣基督说还有另外一个方法。
Since you've let go of much of your kingdom anyway,
因为你反正要放下你过去的王国了嘛。
It's easier to step into his kingdom now.
现在是进入我的王国就容易多了。
You have less to give up.
你所要失去的少很多。
That is how God blesses.
是神用这种方式来祝福我。
In hardship.
在困难当中。
The appeal of God and the invitation of God becomes sweet.
你就说那个神所给我们的神天国的邀请，好像就看起来真的是蛮不错的。
So don't regret that you left China.
就不要后悔你离开了中国大陆。
Life is hard as an immigrant.
一个在移民的生活是不容易。
But God brought you here for something better.
神带你到这里来是要给你更好的东西。
And that is a relationship and peace with God.
那就是你跟神的关系，跟在祂里面的平安。
So what is so great about the kingdom anyway?
好，那神的国度里面到底有什么了不起的吗？
I'm going to share with you a few things.
我要跟你分享几件事情。
You know, the people that had a kingdom project, they rejected Jesus' invitation.
就是那些人忙于建造他们自己王国的时候，他们是拒绝了耶稣。
The people that were really busy with their project said, no, thank you.
因为他们太忙了，他们就说，不用了，谢谢。
Who came to the banquet?
那谁来了这个筵席呢？
Those that were not so high in society.
是那些不是高高在上的那些人。
In fact, the scripture actually says, the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.
事实上，刚才经文就有讲到，是那些贫穷的、残废的、瞎眼的、瘸腿的。
What this tells me is that the kingdom is for everybody.
这句话是告诉我什么呢？说神的国度是为了每一个人的。
It's not for the few.
不是为那几个少数人的。
It's not for the elite.
也不是那些为那些优越的。
It's not for the powerful.
也不是为那些有权利的。
The kingdom is open to everyone.
神是为每一个人都打开的。
And so what is the vision of the kingdom?
那神国的那个意象是什么呢？
This is a verse from Revelation 7:9. This describes what the kingdom of heaven might look like.
就是启示录里面就是描述说，在神的国度里面是看起来是像这样子的。
It says, after this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands.
启示录第七章第九节说：“此后我观看，见有许多的人，没有人能数过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕榈树，棕树枝。”
In the kingdom of God, doesn't matter where you came from.
在神的国度里，真的不在乎你的背景是什么。
The kingdom of God is not for Chinese.
那神的国度，并不是只是为了中国人。
The kingdom of God is not for Koreans only.
也不是只是为了韩国人。
The kingdom of God is for every type of person that God made.
是为了各方各族的人。
And you know how they all got into the kingdom?
你知道他们怎么进入那个国度的吗？
They all let go.
他们都放下。
It doesn't matter that I'm black.
不在乎你是人。
It doesn't matter that I'm white.
也不在乎你是白人。
It doesn't matter that I'm yellow.
也不在乎我们是黄面孔的人。
My past and where I came from is not that important.
我的过去跟我从哪里来的，真的并不那么重要了。
What is important is the life in the kingdom of God together with everyone.
真正重要的就是我们在神国里面的生活，与我们大家一起在神国里面的生活。
Let me ask you a question. Do you love Chinese? Do you love Chinese?
我问你一个问题，你爱中国人吗？
Yes.
Yes.
Of course. Do you love Koreans?
你爱不爱韩国人呢？
Yes.
Yes.
Do you love black people?
你爱黑人吗？
Yes.
Do you love Hispanics?
你爱西班牙人吗？墨西哥人吗？
You know why I think God sent you and me to America?
你知道为什么神送的带着你跟我来到美国吗？
In Korea, there aren't any white people.
在韩国真的没有什么太多白人。
There aren't any Hispanics, blacks, nothing.
里面有很多是黑人或者是西班牙人。
And he sends me to America and he says, Steve, these people are different.
那来到美国以后，那个，sorry.
These people are different from me.
对，那我来到美国以后就发现说，哇，这些人跟我很不一样。
God asked me, can you love them?
神就问我说，你可以爱他们吗？
You know my first reaction is?
你知道我第一个反应是什么？
No.
不行。
They're weird.
他们很奇怪。
Americans are weird.
美国人很奇怪。
But we come into the kingdom of God and God changes us.
可是我们来到神的国度以后，神就把我们改变。
And in America, not China or Korea, we have the opportunity to love people that are different from us.
来到美国，不是在中国，也不是韩国，我们有机会爱其他来的人，不一样。
And you and I go to heaven, you know what it's going to look like?
你知道当你跟我去到天国以后是什么样子吗？
Let me tell you a secret.
我告诉你个秘密。
You're not going to have a Chinese session.
不会有个什么中文的敬拜啊。
You're going to be worshiping God together with all sorts of people.
你要跟世界各方各族各种不同的人在一起敬拜。
Because our background doesn't matter.
因为我们的背景真的一点都不重要。
We're all equal under God.
我们在神的世界里面是人人平等。
So that second blessing of the kingdom of God is a place where God will provide for us.
那第二个在神里神国里面的祝福就是说，在那个地方呢，神会替我们。
So Jesus says, "So do not worry. What shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For the pagans, the non-believers, run after all these things. But your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well."
就像马太福音6:30-33里面讲的，所以不要忧虑说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。 你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
What Jesus is saying, I believe, is this.
我相信神耶稣基督讲的是这个意思。
In life, there's lots of things to worry about.
在我们每一天生活当中，真的有蛮多需要忧虑的东西。
Can I get an amen?
我可不可以让你们讲举几个例子？Amen,
sorry. A lot of things to worry about, amen?
Amen.
The bigger business you have, more worries or less worries? The more money you have, more worries or less worries?
More.
The more employees you have, more worries or less worries?
More.
Jesus is saying,The bigger your kingdom, the more headaches you're going to have.
耶稣基督就是说你的国度更大的话
So he says, stop running your kingdom by yourself.
因为在那边就是一个做自己做王
And he says, seek first my kingdom.
你先求我的国
And run your life righteously, the God's way.
用神的就生活是属于神属符合神所教导的义
And Jesus says, I'm going to give you everything you need.
我就会给你你所需要用的。
That's the promise.
那是他的应许。
The last thing I want to cover today is Jesus talking about our position in society.
最后一个我要讲的就是神就是讲到说我们在这个社会的地位。
I said earlier that if you run your own kingdom, you're going to be fighting with others.
我刚才有讲到说，如果你是忙着管理你的这个国度的话，你会跟人家他要管他的国度会有冲突的。
You know, Jesus had 12 disciples.
那神他有十二个门徒。
And while they were following Jesus, they were fighting.
当他们跟着那个耶稣基督的时候，他们就在互相吵架哈。
What were they fighting about?
他们吵什么？他们争吵些什么
？They said, "When you become president, you know, I want to be on your right hand, and I want to be on your left hand. I want to be number two."
他们吵的就是说，哎呀，当你要做那个最上面做这个总统的时候呢，我要做你的右手，就是右手的，或者做你左手的，做第二位。
If I become number two, I'm gonna have an awesome kingdom.
如果我做第二位的话，哇，我真是不错。
Jesus says, wait a minute, time out. Whose kingdom is this again?
耶稣基督说，哎，等一下，我们暂停，这到底是谁的国度啊？你们在吵的。
And Jesus gives us an awesome secret to life.
就神事实上给了我们一个很棒的一个秘密。
He says, you know the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them. In other words, they tell them what to do, and their high officials exercise authority over them. They have big kingdoms. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom.
耶稣基督告诉我们生活的一个秘密，就是像马太福音20:25-28说的，耶稣叫了他们来说：“你们知道外邦人有君王，有主治理他们，有大臣，超权管束他们。只是在你们中间不可以这样。你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人；谁愿为首，就必做你们的仆人。”正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
If we're outside the kingdom of God,
如果我们在神的王国的外面
，and we fight for prestige and power,
我为了我们的地位、名望、钱财来竞争的话
，Jesus says, "In my kingdom, it's the reverse."
那神就会告诉你，来到我的国度里面是刚好相反。
You can be last.
你可能是最后的。
In this world.
在这个世界上。
Serve others.
我在我这个世界里面是成最小的。你要去服务别人。
Love others.
你要去爱别人。
Give to others.
你要给他们东西。
How can we do that?
那我们怎么做呢？
Because Jesus recognizes us.
因为什么？神认可了我们。
And he says, in this world, you may not have been.Number one or number two.
神说，在我的国度里面呢，你可能不是第一、第二位的。
In my kingdom, I recognize you.
在人的世界里面呢，你可能不是第一、第二位的，高高在上。可在我的国度里面，我真的是认定你的重要性。
What this says is, We don't have to fight anymore.
那这些经文就是告诉我们说，我们不用再争吵了。Let me ask you this question. 那我问你一个问题。
Are you tired?
你累不累啊？
No.
Yes.
Are you tired of running your kingdom?
你是不是累，蛮累的，就是忙着管理你自己的国度。
Jesus invites you today.
耶稣今天邀请你来。
He says, I will give you rest.
他说，我会给你安息。
And I will be your Lord.
我会做你的主。
I will be your shepherd.
我会做你的牧者。
The people that didn't accept the invitation.
那些不接受我邀请的人。
They were too busy.
他们太忙了。
Praise God, you're not too busy.
感谢神，你不是太忙。
You heard the invitation today.
你听了他今天的邀请了。
I ask you to accept the invitation into the kingdom of God.
我现在要正在诚挚的邀请你来接受神国的邀请。
That you may be blessed.
那所以你会受到他的祝福。
Let us pray.
让我们祈祷。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
we thank you so much for blessing us today.
非常谢谢你今天这样的祝福我们。
We confess that life is hard.
我们必须要承认，真的生活实在不容易。
Being an immigrant is even harder.
做一个移民更困难。
But you have a purpose for sending us to America.
可是你带我们到美国来，你确实有你的目的。
And maybe not to live better than we were in China.
也许不是比我们过去的生活要更好。
To build a bigger kingdom.
去建立更大我们自己的王国。
Maybe it's to submit our kingdom to yours.
也许只是把我们的王国要舍去进入你的。
To accept the invitation from God.
请接受神的邀请。
To let Jesus be my Lord.
让耶稣基督做你的主。
That he will be my king.
就你会做我的主。
And I will follow him.
我会跟随。
Trust him.
相信你。
Submit to him.
顺服于你。
Find peace in him.
在你里面找到安息。
And have the ability to love others.
让我们有更多的能力去爱别人。
Even people very different from me.
即使是那些跟我们很不一样的人。
We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your invitation.
神啊，我谢谢你今天的邀请。
You have made all things possible.
你让很多事情都变得可能。
You died on the cross for our sins.
因为替我们的罪死在十字架上，即使是我建立我自己王国的罪。
If there's anyone here today who wants to accept the invitation to come to the kingdom, Jesus invites you.
如果今天有谁愿意接受神的邀请，进入他的国度里面，我现在要邀请你。
In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
在神里面，我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。Amen.